Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah. Okay.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
With over 70 years combined experience, this is the Bob Ryan and Jeff Goodman podcast.
NBA, some college, a little bit of everything. You know, what can I say? But it wasn't going to happen here with him.
Hey, welcome to the Bob Ryan, Jeff Goodman tag. We're along for the ride, Zoom and Pod. Bob is on assignment today. Big assignment. Top secret stuff. We'll tell you more later. We are brought to you by FanDuel, the exclusive wagering partner of the CLNS Media Network. The playoffs have been great in the NFL. We're all set, ready to rock and roll. Get in on the action with FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed when you place a $5 bet. That's $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. Jeff, I talked to Bob about this earlier in the week, and it was about the Celtics game against Denver. And I just wanted to get your thoughts about, you know, hey, they finally lost the game at home, blah, 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 you know, moral victory, all that. I didn't like the loss. I mean, they were going to lose at home. I knew that. I just didn't like the loss. I didn't like the way they lost the game.
Well, I I don't like the fact that they lost to Denver because you're hoping to be able to play Denver in the NBA Finals. So that's not the team I want to lose to. I want them to get their confidence up against Jokic and Jamal Murray and Michael Porter Jr. and those guys. And those guys played like stars in that game.
Awesome. People forget about Murray.
He's been, you know, like he's just that guy. He's been hurt for so much of his career the last couple of years, but he was great in the playoffs last year. He was great in that game. Jokic is always great. And let's face it, Jason Tatum struggled a little bit lately shooting the ball. And to me, the biggest thing for Jason Tatum is when he's not making shots, he better be elite at the other things. He better be an elite rebounder and a guy that facilitates and makes things easier. And I think he's gotten away from that a little bit. He's still got it in him. But to me, again, the one beauty of this team is like Jason Tatum should be able to have an off night and you still beat a team, even Denver, like the elite teams, where I never would have said that a year ago. But now you got four other dudes. Well, the problem was one of those other dudes didn't play well either, and that's Jaylen Brown.
Yeah,
and with Tatum,
really struggled.
With Tatum and Brown, listen, if they're not on their B game, forget their A game. If they're not on their A or B game, forget about it. You're not beating an elite team like Denver.
One of the problems I had with the game is that Porzingis got off to a great start, but then they didn't go to him at the end of the game. And to me, this is a problem they had with Pierce. They always went to Pierce at the end of the game, and everybody knew that Tatum, they were going to try to get the ball to Tatum because it was a close game. They lost to Denver 102-100, and everybody knew that they were going to try to get the ball to Tatum. Why not Porzingis? Why not go down low? It worked in the first half, and they were dishing the ball probably a little too much in the first half. They passed the ball a ton, but the same old song and dance, Jeff, at the end of a game, ISO ball, get it to the star. Why?
Because it's the NBA, Gary. That's what it
drives me crazy. You could have gone to Porzingis. You would have had a better shot of tying the game, and maybe he gets to the line.
They can play differently if they want to than other teams. You know, to me, again, the beauty is you've got five dudes who can all make a play and are all willing to take the final shot, right? So, like, why not move the ball and get the open shot instead of having Jason Tatum have that pressure on him taking contested shots because everybody knows, or everybody has known, he was going to be the guy with the ball in his hands. Move the ball. Move the ball. Go. Like, Jason Tatum knows how to make the right play. He does. So at the end of the games, especially in the regular season, Gary, make the right play so that it's going to help you in the playoffs.
Right. Absolutely. That was a winnable game at the Garden. And I had to shut off all the post-game stuff, you know, after, because of the, you know, hey, it was close, you know, moral victories, blah, blah. No. To me, that was a game they should have won.
Yep.
I can buy into the argument. You're not going to go unbeaten at home. I know all that. Fine. But that was a game that they should have won, and I still feel that way.
Gary, they're 33-10. You know, so it's hard to complain about a whole heck of a lot right now.
It is, but Jeff, it's what you said. I mean, right now,
you're playing for the playoffs. You're setting everything up for the postseason, because ultimately it doesn't matter if you don't lose another game in the regular season. Nobody is going to care. Right. All they're going to care about is, are you going to hang banner number 18 this year? Like, that's all anybody cares about, right? So, like, how do you put yourself in the best position? And that's, to me, what, if you're Joe Mazzulla and you're Jason Tatum, that's what you're thinking about here. Like, winning the game is important, but to me, it's more about, like, all right, how do I make sure that come playoff time, my teammates know I trust them in clutch time, right? In the biggest moments, whether it's Porzingis or Drew Holiday or Derek White. And how does it help me and the team come postseason? Because teams are not going to know what the hell that we're doing. Like, that's the beauty of this team. They can make it so that teams don't know how to defend them in the final couple possessions of a game. So I think they got to think about that as they go forward here over the last half of the season.
So, final question on this. What do you think of Mazzulla's play calling at the end of games? And is he beholden to Tatum? Because the reason he got the job is because Tatum endorsed him.
No, I think he's beholden to Tatum because he knows Tatum can go get one anytime he wants, where the other guys need help to be able to do that for the most part, right? You're not relying on Drew Holiday or Derek White to go. They can do it. They can do it. But the difference is Tatum can go get one whenever he wants, or he can make other people better. And again, I think that's the gift that Jason Tatum has. He's just got to utilize it a little bit more than he has lately. That's all. Lately, he's done it. I mean, we've seen it for stretches.
Right.
He's made every right play with the game on the line. I just think, you know, there are times when, you know, again, even he can get caught up with, and I don't know if it's a Mazzulla thing or it's a Tatum thing. You know, he can get caught up in making that final game-winning shot because he's the superstar.
Right.
He's supposed to do that, right? Like, you're supposed to win the game in those situations. And winning the game can be not just making the shot,
but making
the pass is even – I think people would give him more credit if he made the easy pass for a game-winning shot to Derek White or Porzingis, like you said, who's a weapon. I mean, Porzingis is still – to me, if I have the game on the line and I'm choosing between anybody that Jason Tatum is going to throw the ball to for a shot, I'm taking Porzingis over Jaylen Brown or anybody else. I just am. He's a better shooter, pure shooter, obviously, we know, than Jaylen Brown.
I would agree, and especially if you're just looking to tie the game, you're at home, you can go into overtime, try to take care of business there. But – to play the role of the glasses half full, it was still a fun, great game to watch. And on a bad night, I mean a bad night offensively for your two stars, you still could have won the game.
Well, the NFL season is wrapping up, but there is still time to get on the action with FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed when you place a $5 bet. That's pretty good math, right? That's $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. The app is so easy to use, and there are so many different ways to bet, like live same-game parlays. Find bets in the new Explore tab. Make a parlay in the Parlay Hub, the best way to find popular parlays, and more. So visit FanDuel.com/Boston to make your first bet a layup. FanDuel, official partner of the NFL. Must be 21+ and present in select states. FanDuel is offering online sports wagering in Kansas under an agreement with Kansas Star Casino, LLC. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued is non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit fanduel.com/RG in Colorado, Iowa, Michigan, Kentucky, New Jersey, Ohio, Pennsylvania, Illinois, Tennessee, and Virginia. Call 1-800-NEXT-STEP or text NEXTSTEP to 53342 in Arizona, 1-888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org/chat in Connecticut, 1-800-9-WITH-IT in Indiana, 1-800-522-4700 or visit ksgamblinghelp.com in Kansas, 1-877-770-STOP in Louisiana. Visit mdgamblinghelp.org in Maryland. Visit 1-800-GAMBLER.net in West Virginia or call 1-800-522-4700 in Wyoming. Hope is here. Visit gamblinghelplinema.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support in Massachusetts or call 1-877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY in New York.
So the Pacers obviously are in this thing. Yeah. As they made a deal for Siakam coming from Toronto for 3 number ones. How does that change them? How does that help their chances?
Well, it gives them what they didn't have, Gary. They didn't have that kind of big, athletic, long forward, right? They have a bunch of, like, obviously, you know, you got a star in Haliburton. You got a really good, reliable big in Miles Turner. And then you got a bunch of, like, good big wings, but they're all kind of similar size, right? You got Buddy Hield. You got Ben Mathurin. You've got Aaron Nesmith, a bunch of those guys that are in that like 6'5" range, where obviously Siakam is a high energy dude who gives you way more length, something different. So I love what Kevin Pritchard's done with this. I mean, listen, when he made the trade to deal away Sabonis for Haliburton, I was even like, I don't know. I know what you're getting with Sabonis. At that point, everybody kind of felt like, okay, Haliburton's going to be a really nice player, but nobody saw this coming. Nobody. Anybody who says they did, Gary, is full of shit. Nobody saw this coming. So he's the star now you build around. Now, again, they're rolling the dice. Siakam's 29. He's a free agent at the end of the year. He can walk. But I think you're playing right now saying to yourself, all right, we got momentum. We're in this thing. Let's see what we can do, right? Let's see what we can do. And that's again, I think if you're the Pacers, you got to try to make that move and see if you can be, you know, player if something goes wrong, right? Like we talked about with Bob, it's about health. And if something happens with Boston or Milwaukee, you're Indiana, you sound like, why not us? Why not us?
Why not? We can sneak in. Also, I think it sends a message not only to the fans, but to the players.
Yeah.
You know, to the players that I believe in you. And no, we may not be Denver. We may not be Boston. But I believe in you, and we got something going here. And let's face it, Haliburton's a star.
Yes.
I mean, guy's a star, right? Star. So, you know, maybe not this year, but you build towards something. And you're going to build around him. Yep. And, you know, I think it's a great move.
Yeah, again, and Siakam, you know, they've done a good job, too, not only getting good players, but high-character players as well, for the most part there. So, they're a piece away. They're still, you know, it'll be interesting to see if they really go after signing Siakam. You know, that's the thing. You got him now. You sell them also in the fact that look at our foundation. You're going to play with a kid in Haliburton that all he wants to do is really pass the ball. Like, he'll put up scoring numbers, but he's not a pig by any means. So you want to play with him. Now you have a chance to show him for half a year why he should stay.
Well, I read or heard that Siakam felt this was a place he could resign.
Totally. Totally.
I mean, so it's a distinct possibility.
Yep. Yeah. Yeah, yeah, I like it. Pritchard, give Kevin Pritchard a lot of credit. This this organization was dead and buried a couple of years ago. And he made that trade. And a lot of people were like, I don't know, myself included. I'm just not sure. But one trade can change the entire kind of future of your franchise. And Tyrese Haliburton might be able to do that. Because, again, what if he's a top 10 player in a couple of years? Right now, he's like a top 20 player probably in the league. What if he emerges into like what we thought Ja Morant was going to be,
right?
Which is like a top five player in the league. He's still young and still getting better and better. But what he's been able to do, he's not just a franchise player. He's like an elite player in the league potentially.
DeJounte Murray with Atlanta. They've had some problems trying to move him.
Yeah, and they gave up so much for him. And I didn't love it when they did it. I just didn't think Trae Young and DeJounte Murray were a good match in the backcourt. They gave up, I think, 3 first-round picks to get him. Now they're trying to move him. There's talk that the Lakers are involved. My biggest thing always is, like I don't know if Trae Young's ever going to be a guy that takes his team deep into the playoffs. I know they did it a couple of years ago, I think in the bubble. They had a good playoff run. Right now, they're the last team.
Not with the way the East is now.
Yeah, it's going to be hard. It's going to be hard.
I mean, Cleveland's better. Indy's better. I mean, it's the Knicks are better, you know.
Well, here's the deal. DeJounte Murray needs the ball in his hands to be productive and to be effective. And if you're playing with Trae Young, he's going to have the ball in his hands and he's going to dribble, 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 dribble. He'll pass eventually. But a lot of times it's after, you know, it's like Rondo-ish.
Right.
But you know, like Rondo was obviously more of a pass-first guy and didn't really want to shoot. That was the difference. But Rondo, a lot of it was dribble, 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 dribble. And then he would find guys at the very end of the shot. Like, there was a lot of dribbling there. There was a lot of over-dribbling with Rondo. There's even more with Trae Young. And the problem with Trae Young is it's dribble, dribble, dribble so often to Jack 30-foot threes or 25-foot threes. I don't know what's going to work in Atlanta, I guess, is what I'm saying. Even though DeJounte Murray didn't work, I don't know what you're going to be able to get for him. Like, there was a report, I think it was like D'Angelo Russell, Jalen Hood-Schifino. Those, I don't think that really does it for Atlanta either. What's that going to do? Nothing. They're going to be the same team. I honestly believe, Gary, Atlanta needs to move Trae Young. Like, that's the biggest thing for them. They need to move on from Trae Young.
Interesting. Who would want – I mean, don't obviously know. Somebody's going to want Trae Young.
Yes, yes.
So I was just starting to think, like, what would be
– as your number two guy, Gary, Trae Young would be great. But the problem is Trae Young needs and is used to having the ball in his hands, right, 90% of the time. So, like, who's taking him on as the number – like, put him on the Lakers and you say, like, okay – you're not the number one or two guy right now. You're because he's got great court vision.
Yeah,
he's
you're great number three, passer. But I mean, if you go to the Lakers, you have to understand that. But the Lakers have to make that work, obviously.
Correct. I'm not saying that could happen. That's the situation he would need where it's clear cut that you're not the number one, like kind of Kyrie in Dallas, right? Like Luka's the guy. There's no question here. When Kyrie went to Dallas, who the guy is. I think Trae Young would need to go somewhere, right, in which it's so clear cut, like LeBron and AD. Hey, I'm going to be the number three guy. I'm not jacking 30 shots a night.
No.
I'm going to make sure I facilitate, but I don't know if you're going to be able to cut those bad habits.
Well, just to enter fantasy land, if he did go to the Lakers, and they would have to make it work with the salary cap and the salaries, because we know that the Lakers roster-wise are kind of screwed. I mean, not kind of. I mean, they are. You'd have to get pretty creative there. What would he do for the Lakers? If he did go to the Lakers and agreed to be number three.
It'd be great, because LeBron would tell him, like, hey, that's the problem. Part of the problem is, these days, those young players are given so much.
Right.
They're allowed to do whatever the hell they want, and nobody's standing up to them. Like, I don't know how Quinn Snyder is with them. I have no idea, but it didn't work with the previous coaching staff. Can Quinn Snyder say the hell with it? You know what? I don't give a shit if I'm the coach here. I'm going to put my foot down, and this is how you need to play. I just don't think he's in that situation where LeBron, it would be clear cut. Like, hey, dude.
Yeah, this is the way
this is how we're going to do it. And nobody's fighting LeBron James. I don't care what age it is.
Yeah. No. Agreed.
At the start of the new year, every small business owner is asking themselves the same question. What's the one move that I can make to take my business to the next level in 2024? LinkedIn Jobs knows that your success depends on the team you surround yourself with. That's why LinkedIn Jobs has created the tools to help you find the right professionals for your team faster and for free. Now, listen, you're busy building a business. You need the perfect team member to help you do that. It's just like sports. You can be a great coach, but if you don't have the players, if you don't have the chemistry, it's not gonna matter. And it takes time to develop this chemistry and find these players. So the heavy lifting, it all goes to LinkedIn Jobs. They'll handle it for you. So you have to have a great team, you have to have a great chemistry, and these are the hiring tools that'll enable you to get that. LinkedIn isn't just another job board. LinkedIn has a vast network of more than a billion professionals, which makes it the best place to hire. Hiring is easy when you have that many quality candidates. So easy, in fact, get a load of this number. 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. How about that? So achieving your goals in 2024, you gotta have the right team to help you do it. It's why small business rates LinkedIn Jobs number one in delivering quality hires versus leading competitors. LinkedIn also knows that small businesses are wearing so many hats, they might not have time or the resources to hire. Thankfully, with LinkedIn, the process is intuitive, quick, and easy. Post your job for free at linkedin.com/scribe. That's linkedin.com/scribe to post your job for free. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
You raised an interesting question on our email chain, Embiid or Jokic, and I said Jokic. But and the reason is because of health.
Yeah, okay, that's fair. But
if both are healthy, and it's I would probably still say Jokic because it just seems to me Jokic plays at his own pace, and whenever he wants to get to the basket, he can. While Embiid can shoot threes, he can't handle like Jokic.
No, he can't pass it to the same degree, but I'll say this. I think he's averaging like 6 assists a game this season. So he scores it at a better clip because, frankly, that's just what he does, right?
Right.
I mean, he's averaging, I think, 35 points a game. He's had 20 games in a row now, I think, of 30-plus, Gary. I mean, he's been healthy. He's been dominant.
Oh, he's the MVP when he's healthy. We know that.
Correct. I mean, it's like, it's just, which would you rather? The cool part is...
I still think Jokic, though, because of the other skills with the ball handling. And I get the assists. I mean, he's a good passing big man. Yes. But, boy...
He's gotten better.
What's that?
He's gotten a lot better.
He's gotten a lot better, but I don't know if you saw... Our fearless leader, Nick, at CLNS Media, put that Larry Bird, Jokic video side by side on Twitter together, passing. Because there was one line where Jokic had 16 assists one night, and he was 2 for 3 from the floor.
Right.
And he had over-the-head back. You know, he's crazy.
But Bird-like assists. Here's what I'll say. The Sixers need Embiid to score. They need him to score. Like, he's got to
score. Taking Embiid?
Denver's got enough else around Jokic. They've got scorers, Jamal Murray, Michael Porter Jr., and other guys. Even Aaron Gordon can score a little bit. Embiid has to score at a high level, and he has. Like, it's like, you know, what's your favorite flavor ice cream? You know,
who are you taking then? Are you taking Embiid?
No, I'm taking Jokic. But because of what you said at the beginning, health.
No,
health.
Right.
That's it. That's the only, like, other than that, it's so close. And I've known Joel since he was a freshman at Kansas. And, like, I love his maturity. That's the part to me. And I talked to him about it last year during the playoffs when they came into Boston. Like, the maturity he's shown where he would nonstop talk and talk shit on the court when he was younger. And he's gotten away from that a little bit and grown up. And, you know, I said, I'm like, I miss the old Joel in a way, because I love that. I actually love the fact that he was having fun out there. He was talking shit. He still got it in him. But the fact that these two are the best two players in the NBA in an era in which it's all about, like, guards and putting up crazy numbers these days. And you've got these two bigs that are vastly different from one another, but both bigs, like, right, both guys that you could throw the ball to on the block and they can both score if they want to, and they can both pass when they need to. Or Jokic's case is, you know, he can pass first and foremost. It's just fun. It's fun to have those guys showing that the big isn't a dinosaur completely.
Well, the big is more complete. I mean, that's the thing that we've seen is it's awesome. You know, I think the NBA right now is at a peak when it comes to talent. Yeah. I think the league has never been better.
Overall, you're right.
Overall. And
you're right.
The skill level of these players, whether it's Oklahoma City or Indiana, and these guys who are coming out of nowhere and just, like, blowing me away. I mean, I said it to Ryan the other day. You know, you can pick a game, say the Celtics are playing and you want to watch a hoop game. You can find a good one. You can find a couple of good ones on TNT or ESPN or whatever, on the NBA.com.
Well, every game.
Awesome. I mean, because of – and the Europe influx, the international invasion has a lot to do with it.
Let's just say this, Gary. I'm looking at the Celtics' upcoming schedule right now. At Dallas, Luka and Kyrie. Tough. At Miami.
Tough.
Obviously, we've got Jimmy Butler and what happened last year. The Clippers. Tough. Kawhi, Paul George. New Orleans, Zion. Indiana, Hal Burton. Like, every game. Lakers, LeBron and AD.
Right.
Memphis normally has job. They don't now. Atlanta, what's going on with Trey? Washington stinks. Okay, that's one. Brooklyn stinks. There's a couple that stink. But for the most part, every team has something intriguing and stars or elite level players. Like, it's kind of spread out for the most part, other than maybe, I think there's like a half dozen teams of the in the league right now that you could say, all right, Detroit, no, I don't want to watch them, other than Kate Cunningham. Brooklyn has nothing for me. Washington has absolutely nothing for me. There's a few of those, but not many.
The league's great. Never been better. Never been better. Same as you, Jeff Goodman. Always a pleasure, my friend.
We'll catch
up with you again next week. Bob Ryan, again, is on a big assignment. It's big, people.
Huge.
It's huge. It really is.
I just want to know, without your glasses, can you see a damn thing on that?
I have to write big.
Okay. All right.
I have to have big, because I'm in one of those moods right now. Like, I just don't want to wear them. And I got to get – I don't want to wear them. And I can tell I'm going to need a new prescription.
Because you know what it is too?
Huh?
My daughter has told me when I put them on, she said I look like 10 years older. So.
Well, here's the thing. Okay.
I need better glasses, though. I need better glasses.
You need better glasses. Yeah. See, when there was a time in TV, which obviously, I mean, I'm doing this now. And the great thing about our audience is they don't care what we look like. They care about what we say, which is really the way sports audiences are now. They're very intelligent, and you don't have to look good. But when I was on TV, which is a credit to them, when I was on TV, it started to be cool to have glasses.
Yep.
Because TV people are so vain. They wanted to look smart.
Yeah.
Listen, I love... Oh, there's my daughter checking in. Hang on.
Go take the call for your daughter.
No. I'll call right back. Remember when the NBA guys were wearing glasses without the lenses?
Oh yeah. Oh yeah.
You know, so, and I hate wearing contacts. So it kind of became cool to have glasses. So that's how that worked.
It helped you with your movie roles. That's what it helped. It helped you get your movie roles.
Yeah, sure. As I need to read this now. FanDuel, the exclusive wagering partner of the CLNS Media Networks. How about those NFL playoffs? Time to get in on the action with FanDuel, America's number one sports book. We'll try to do it without the glasses. Right now, new customers get 150 in bonus bets guaranteed when you place a $5 bet. That's 150 bucks in bonus bets, win or lose. Jeff Goodman, until next week.